Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Monday baseball. Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves in a series opener. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz. Will, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's been a big-time week of strikeouts from the staff. 74 strikeouts last series, led all of AA. How happy does that make you to see from the guys?
It's really fun to see us put up those strikeout numbers. We're obviously playing for WHIF here in Biloxi, so it's good to see the guys rack up a lot of swing and misses across this week.
Not only a lot of strikeouts this week, but it has been 8 consecutive games where you guys have struck out 10 or more. What's led to that dominance with the swing and miss stuff?
So, first of all, we've got a lot of gifted guys here, a lot of gifted pitchers with really, really, really good stuff and good arsenals. So first and foremost, those guys have the ability to overpower some bats at times. In addition to that, I think they've done a really good job at making some adjustments recently that we've been implementing with the team in regards to late count execution and usage. So the guys are just doing a really nice job when they get into 2-strike counts of putting guys away quickly.
How much does this also speak to just guys getting comfortable in the AA level? We're now in the month of July, over the halfway point.
100%. You're starting to see some guys that we've got on the younger end of the staffs here in AA. So a lot of young guys that maybe this level was a little bit more challenging for them than they originally anticipated. So now that they're just getting a little bit more comfortable and getting their feet under them, they're starting to put up some more strikeout numbers, which is great to see.
A guy who has seemed to need no time to adjust at all is Logan Henderson. He has made all of, before coming to Biloxi, 2 starts above single A, and he has done nothing but dominate in his first 4 starts here at the AA level. How much fun has it been for you to be able to watch him go out and execute on a start-by-start basis and put up just ridiculous numbers, 2 10-strikeout games in his first 4 starts?
Hendy's special, man. Honestly, I anticipated him having a lot of success once he got here. I didn't know he'd be quite this good when he got here. But he was pretty polished before he ever got to the AA level, especially for a young guy. But he's special, man. Special fastball, special changeup, working on the slider, still a little bit of a work in progress. But those 2 pitches have completely dominated opposing lineups to this point in the season.
Well, and about that changeup, that thing's ridiculous. What makes it so special?
It's unique. It's got a higher spin rate than most changeups do. So optically, it looks a bit sharper to hitters, and they can't really anticipate the movement as well as pitches like maybe moving away from them, like a slider. Especially so right-handed hitter, it gives right-handed hitters more of a fit than left-handed hitters because they don't see a whole lot of changeups moving towards them the way that one does. So there's not a whole lot of guys out there that throw that type of changeup. The one that comes to mind for Brewers fans is Devin Williams, obviously, with high spin changeups, and you've seen the success that he's had in the big leagues, obviously. So it's a unique pitch, a bit of a unicorn for him.
And not only that, you mentioned he's working on the slider. Right now the 2 big pitches are the fastball and the changeup. How much does it impress you, the poise he has had going through a lineup second and third time, really having 2 polished pitches and still working on that changeup?
It's been awesome to see. The kid can make adjustments quick. Like this last week, this last start, we went into the game wanting to be fastball heavy with the anticipation that the opposing lineup would sit changeup. They started jumping on some fastballs. He changed gears quick and went to the changeup more often in early counts and just pretty much cruised the rest of the way from there. So he can pretty much do whatever we need him to do. He can change the game plan inning to inning, batter to batter, does whatever he needs to do to get outs at this level, but it's been pretty fun to watch.
Talking about those adjustments, that sometimes is a tough thing for a young pitcher. How much does it speak to the mental makeup of him that he's able to make those adjustments in game and just go with the flow?
A-plus makeup for Hendy. He's smart. He works harder than anybody. He puts in the time in the video room, in the weight room, the training room, out on the field, throwing program, bullpens. He's the complete package, which is what makes him a special pitcher.
Another guy who's pretty special is Jacob Mizorowski, who's really seemed to have found another gear this month. Fastballs touched 100 a number of times in the 2 starts last week against Pensacola. And the big thing, just 6 walks in 21 innings over the course of June. What's been the big thing that you've seen that's really... he's done that's taken it to the next level this month?
Yeah, it just kind of feels like Miz is starting to hit his stride a little bit as we've gotten to this point in the season. He's done a much better job of just kind of being in control when he's out on the mound. But it's a controlled aggressiveness. As we've seen his execution start to increase, his velo has also started to increase. So I think there's a confidence thing that's playing a little bit of a factor there. He's starting to gain a little bit more confidence. He knows where the ball's going right now, which is awesome to see. The uncompetitive misses are pretty much eliminated at this point. He's in a good spot moving forward.
Another guy down in that bullpen is Blake Holup, who's come down to the Double-A level and just dominated. The fastball's been really good. The slider's been really good. What's impressed you the most about him?
Just the poise. I mean, he kind of jumped right into late-game situations, leverage situations once he got here, which he really wasn't pitching in Triple-A at the time. So when he jumped right back into those situations, he did a phenomenal job. He controls the game. He's got a slow heartbeat. Feel really comfortable with him in the game and save situations at the end. But he's got some nasty, nasty stuff. And he's a bit of a unicorn in and of itself with a ride cut fastball in the mid to upper 90s and a slider that falls off the table. It's a pretty special pitch.
How much do you enjoy then having that wealth out in that bullpen for the back end? You got guys like him, guys like Sam Carlson, Craig Yoho, Justin Yeager. I mean, there are 4, 5, 6 different guys you can go to in those big-time situations.
Right. I think the bullpen over the past month has been a big bright spot on this team. Guys have really stepped up and filled a variety of roles, but we essentially have 4 or 5 guys that I feel very comfortable going to in a save situation right now in the ninth, and it's kind of been back and forth between Yeager and Holub now. I've been using Yoho in tight situations and leverage situations, middle of the game with runners on base. He's been unbelievable in that role. Sam Carlson, kind of the same thing. Bowman, the same thing. It's been pretty cool to see those guys step up over the last month.
Does it take some pressure off your shoulders knowing you can trust that many guys? Is it sort of an embarrassment of riches to have for you?
It definitely takes some pressure off me knowing that I can, just look at the lineup card, close my eyes, and point to one of them and feel pretty good that guy's going to get the job done when he goes in the game. So it's good. It's good because we can't obviously use all those guys every single day. So, they're pitching every 2, every 3 days and everybody stays fresh, but everybody's pitching in tight situations. We played a lot of tight ball games recently and they've done a great job keeping us in those games.
Appreciate the time, Will. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Braves coming up next.